I propose going around the block in 80 days. Bids are now being accepted. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that's got places to go and people to meet. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, January 25th, National Plan Your Vacation Day. And speaking of traveling, it's the day that Nellie Bly completed a very high-profile trip around the world in just 72 days. The celebrated journalist had made a name for herself through her stunning investigations, like the time she got herself into an asylum and reported how patients with mental illness were being treated. By 1888, Bly had another idea. She'd read Jules Verne's popular book Around the World in 80 Days. She thought she could make the trip in real life, but in less time. Her editor pushed back. He figured a woman wouldn't be able to travel the world safely without a male chaperone, and besides, wouldn't she try and pack a huge amount of luggage and slow herself down? Bly essentially told him, either send me or send a man, but if you send the man, I'll find another publisher who will send me, and I'll beat your man back home. She got the green light and set off from New Jersey in November of 1889, no chaperone, and only one bag in which she took everything she needed for the trip. Well, almost everything. She probably could have used some motion sickness pills. When she first set off by ship across the Atlantic, she got extremely seasick. Fortunately, that didn't last, and she traveled to London, France, Italy, Egypt, Japan, Singapore, and more. She even met Jules Verne along the way, and he wished her luck. Meanwhile, a rival publisher had sent out a traveler of their own. Elizabeth Bisland set out just 6 hours after agreeing to go. She moved west while Bly went east, hoping that would be faster. Bly said all along she would only race against time, but still she had to race. Crowds cheered her train rides from San Francisco to New York. In all, she made the trip in just 72 days. It was well ahead of the main character in Jules Verne's book and 4 days ahead of Elizabeth Bisland. Many people have made round-the-world trips since, and much faster ones, but few caught the public imagination the way Nellie Bly did when she said she'd get all the way around the world in under 80 days, and did it. And you can learn more about her trip at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And coming up, we'll travel to Scotland for a trip that would have surprised even Nellie Bly. That's after this.
Make Cool, Weird, Awesome even cooler with your voice.
What's your favorite weird world record?
The strangest statue you've ever seen?
The fun fact that nobody knows but everybody should?
Send us a voice message on the Anchor app.
Or try a voice tweet.
Or call our listener line at 603-717-4653.
That's 603-717-4653.
Make sure to include your name and where you're from.
And you might hear yourself on the show.
Welcome back. In Scotland, January 25th is Burns Night, a celebration of the Scots national poet Robert Burns. In 2021, a butcher decided to celebrate Burns Night by taking some of the Scottish national dish, haggis, and attaching it to a weather balloon. It flew over 20 miles above the Earth before landing safely. I'm Brady. If you're launching haggis into space tonight, be careful. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.